President Kimball, it's a great blessing to all of us to have him here. President Hinckley, President Benson, and brethren, I want to pay a special tribute to Elder Tuttle, who just spoke, because he has been the advisor to the young women for this past period of time, and we love him very dearly. It's a great thrill for me to stand at this pulpit in this tabernacle where I have come to conference for all the years of my life. I have a birthday at this season of the year, and I can remember very clearly spending my 9th birthday here in the tabernacle listening to the great speeches, and I'm thrilled to have this part. We are gathered here in the name of the Lord. We are engaged in the work that is true, and I am, for one like you, grateful for the privilege of membership in this church. Yesterday, I had an interesting experience. There has been talk in some circles about ordaining women to the priesthood. And someone asked me how I felt about holding the priesthood. And I said very stoutly, I love holding the priesthood when he comes home for dinner. I know that isn't very original, but that was my answer. And now with this release from sweet but demanding service, I have every intention of being there when he comes. The remarks that I want to talk with you about today stem from a heart full of deep appreciation and a heart that is full of concern. I will talk about appreciation first. Sister Darger and Sister Smith and I, with Sister Palmer, who's been the executive secretary in the Young Women General Presidency, have just loved this service with your beautiful young women. We have loved every minute of it. And we feel a great sweetness in the work that we have enjoyed together. We have served in peace. We have served in faith. And we have sought the help of the Lord and have felt great support. We appreciate that privilege of having been guided in these ways. We have loved serving and greatly appreciate the remarkable and attractive and faithful members of our general board and staff in the young women who have been released this day. We have loved working with the organizations, the other auxiliary leaders, the departments, and the great machinery that operates this institution of the church. And we appreciate all of them, and we will miss those close ties. But we're comfortable with the new callings that have been made. We love Sister Ardeth Kapp and are proud that she is able, and of course she would be willing, to take the helm of this important work in this day. And over the years, as I mentioned, we have had special guidance from great priesthood leaders whom we have come to love very, very much, and we appreciate them. My great tenderness goes toward President Kimball, whose hands were placed upon my head nearly 6 years ago to set me apart and give me a special blessing to serve in this capacity. This great, loving, beloved servant of God, who is indeed a prophet, this fine gentleman who has said, do it. And on one occasion, and I say this here in the tabernacle with great joy, he said to me as we talked about the youth of the church, tell them don't do it, especially if it's something wrong. There is just one other area of appreciation that I want to comment on. The other day, in the dedicatory prayer for the new church museum, President Hinckley reminded us of all that is made possible by the tithes of faithful saints. He asked Heavenly Father to look with favor upon the tithe payers, to open the windows of heaven and shower down upon them choice blessings. And at that moment within me, my own heart just turned over. For I have come to value in a new way all that has been made possible for the young women through the tithes of all you good people. Manuals and handbooks and opportunities and guides for their personal progress. And how we appreciate the tithes and the offerings and the services. Brothers and sisters, there are good and gifted people in this church. This is another powerful lesson that I have learned and that I'm deeply grateful for. Each place that we have traveled in these years of service, I have repeatedly marveled at the able women leaders and the strong priesthood leaders who've been raised up in all the far places where the church is established. You know, you can get off a plane, and in a whole sea of faces, there will stand up one face of light, and you will recognize each other as a disciple of Christ, as members of this church. And it is a wonderful thing to see. Again and again, Heavenly Father has raised up good people who will help the youth of the church today be accountable, be responsible, and become faithful people. Recently, we visited in that part of Germany, which is now known as the People's Republic. And as I stood in front of a group of people in that far place where there isn't much of freedom, I was conscious of a group of youth seated over at the side, looking at me very anxiously, hanging upon every word, you know. So eager were they. And I thought, what is different about them? What is different about them? And suddenly it struck me that there was a kind of precious innocence about them that was different. And one comes to understand that in that kind of restricted environment, they have not heard the filthy words or wallowed in the pornography or the barbaric kind of music or tampered with the damaging things to body. There is innocence, however restricted that may be. Now, I believe, like you, in freedom of choice, in the great gift of agency. And we would that our young people would live in the world but not be of it. But it has made me think about how precious people can be and how beautiful if we aren't tainted by the choices of the world. And now this brings me to my concern as I leave this very fine opportunity that has been ours. We must raise up a generation, it seems to me, prepared to make the wise choices, to stand and to withstand those who will desire to make the holy covenants and to keep them, and to learn the word of God and to share it. This is a deep feeling with us. As a presidency, we have reestablished a wonderful old tradition that many of us grew up with in the old MIA. We have, the young people have a new scripture theme every year, and the girls memorize it, and they recite it each week. They speak to it. They set their goals by it, and we hope they try to live by it. This year is a theme of commitment taken from 1 Nephi. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. I will go, and we say it over and over again. You people who are gathered here in this tabernacle and those who are tuned in listening have the responsibility, it seems to me, as parents, more than church workers. I echo what has been said by the brethren, to make this recitation a reality in the life of the coming generation who must be prepared, as President Kimball told us several years ago, as a covenant generation to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Now, as I have seen many friends here and look out over this congregation and you who are listening, you hear the words of this conference in your own language. If you could see those translators down below us here, in many, many languages, sweet, warm, many of them young, it would warm your heart. Now, that's what the Lord has promised us, that we would all hear his word in our own language. My concern is that we help the youth of the church today learn the Word of God in God's language. And I say it this way to try to drive home the point that when there is need for direction, where there is trouble, where there is a decision to make of some kind or understanding that needs to be brought in, then it seems to me that the family ought to teach each other and take the Holy Scriptures and read in God's language what is right, what is wrong, what is good, and what is appropriate for that particular time in life. I love the gospel. I love the Lord. I am grateful that there is not a doubt in my mind but what these are His special servants. I am happy in service in whatever way we have, and am grateful again that there are people like you who will take up the concerns that we have to prepare these young ones who are so precious and coming along. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.